We have a nice setup with the Foundation for Community Health. They are an underwriting supporter for us here, to be transparent here at Robin Hood Radio, and also have supplied a COVID-19 grant, which helped us out greatly in a time where we needed it. So the Foundation for Community Health is put together with Robin Hood Radio a series of interviews that we're doing. And what the interviews are all about is to let you know exactly what the Foundation for Community Health is, what they do, and how they help in our area where they might not help you directly by the organizations they support by giving seeding money and help like that. Is immeasurable. And we also like to, along with it, it's a win-win situation, publicize the organizations that they help support. So today we are going to be speaking with Evelyn Garzetta, who is the director of Grace Episcopal Church Latino Immigrant Outreach in Millbrook. She works with immigrants in the northeast part of Dutchess County. And you know, we here at Robin Hood Radio ourselves have two shows that are directly aimed at immigrants, La Voz and also ABC Latino. They're 2 one-hour shows that air during the week, specifically designated towards the immigrant community. First of all, we'd like to welcome Evelyn to Robin Hood Radio. Evelyn, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Marshall. Thank you for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about you in particular, the road you've taken to become, you are in Dutchess County throughout the region, a moving force when it comes to working with immigrants. So let's talk a little bit about how you adapted and rolled into this role, first of all.
Well, I retired in 2008 from publishing. I was a facilities director in charge of 14 offices throughout the United States, and when I retired, being a type A personality, I had nothing to do. Reading books was not working for me, so at the time, I was going to St. Thomas Church, and the vicar there, Elizabeth Fisher, told me that there was a job at Grace Episcopal Church for outreach, and I went and I interviewed, and at the time it was her husband, Doug Fisher, who was the rector there, and there was Walter Cadet and Jack Banning, and they hired me to be an outreach worker, which was quite interesting. Being a New York City girl, I had no idea what I was going to do.
Yeah. That's an interesting story, because when we over the years, when we were contacted first by La Voz and then by ABC Latino, we immediately put their programs on air, because we realized here at the radio station we needed to serve that portion of our community which broadcast wise was basically really totally underserved, and it's the part of the community that you deal with and have outreach with through Grace Church and with the help of the Foundation for Community Health really is one of those hidden major populations in our region.
Yes, they are. You know, in the 2010 census, the numbers of immigrant Latinos was so low, which was not true. You know, they had it at 10%. It was actually 25%. So, yes, it is a hidden population, but they are coming out. They feel not as scared as they used to be. So it's growing. In 2018, there were 30 families that were dropped off, and that's in quotes, by ICE in Dover Plains. And those 30 families have now risen to 70 families, which weekly we distribute food to them at La Mesa Mission Church from the Episcopal Diocese of New York. It's growing and growing and growing, and we are very excited that we're able to help.
So let's talk a little bit about, I love, I'm looking at the Foundation for Community Health website and their rapid response stories. And they have a quote there, "It's better to light a candle than to curse the darkness," from Eleanor Roosevelt. Let's talk a little bit about the amazing things that go on with your outreach, because it really is an, you know, we talk about outreach. I mean, we have food banks here in our region to serve that hidden community, even though we live in a wealthy community. The people who have to struggle to make it here are hidden simply because of what people think of the Northwest Corner and adjacent Eastern New York being such a vacation area. So the outreach that you do with Grace, let's talk how it's grown over the years, even how it's grown since you've been a director.
Well, everybody finds it, you know, amazing that we have 9 ESL classes. When we started, it was 1 ESL class, and I would drive around to the different farms and give the people that work there, the migrant people, information on clinics and, you know, what was available to them that they wouldn't harm their chances of becoming a citizen, because the majority of those people, that's their goal. Without the Foundation for Community Health support, we would not have been able to distribute all the food that we have during COVID. They were instrumental in giving us a grant, and we did not ask for a grant. They saw the challenges that Grace Immigrant Outreach were having with food. We partnered with Food of Life Food Pantry in Armenia, and without the grant that FCH gave us, we would not have been able to purchase all the culturally correct food for these people. You know, maseca, which is a flour that they use in Guatemala and Mexico, was very hard to find, and it was not expensive. But it's not the same as, you know, gold medal flour. It's just a different way that they cook. So when the population found out we were giving that out, it was absolutely amazing. They were so grateful. And once again, we are grateful to the Foundation for Community Health. We were able to buy, you know, various toothpaste and black beans, and we partnered with people that went to Restaurant Depot and picked it up and delivered it to us. So, you know, it's an entire community operation that helps us do what we do.
You know, it really is, when you take a look at what goes on, an amazing story. And this is why we like to point out, people don't understand. There's certain people that do, but there's a lot of people that don't understand what the Foundation for Community Health does and how it helps nonprofits in our area serve the community by not running programs. And I think this is the most important thing. The granting that they gave you the grant. Yeah, you have to follow certain grant guidelines, but that's it. You run your own programs, and you put that grant money to use yourself. It's the Foundation for Community Health gives you that access to be able to run those programs.
That's absolutely correct. And you know, I consistently say, you know, without them, we would not have been able to do what we did, you know, in the past year and a half. And we are so very grateful to the Foundation for Community Health. And by the way, I was very taken aback. I sit on the board of Foundation for Community Health for many years, and I know what they do. I've never gone to them and said, "Can I have money?" I just didn't feel comfortable doing that. But they came to me, and it's absolutely amazing. They know what I do. Gertrude and I have gone back many, many years. Gertrude O'Sullivan taught me a lot when I started this. You know, she was a great supporter, as was for the Foundation for Community Health, even though at that time we did not get funding. They guided me with all of my questions and what do I do and how do I do this. So I am so indebted to them for all of the support support, you know, for all of these years that they have given us. And when they gave me the two grants, I literally cried because, you know, it's just such generosity. And on another note, excuse me, we had a private donor donate $220,000 to be able to help people that were not able to get the stimulus. And the money was divided and shared by Grace Immigrant Outreach, Community Action Partnership, and the Northeast Community Center. And it was the private donors wanted it to be a COVID relief fund. And now there is a new initiative called Share the Stimulus. It's a very simple program. Berkshire Taconic allocates 100% of anyone's donation to the relief fund. And it started by someone saying, what are you doing with your stimulus check? And they said, well, I don't need it, so I have no idea what I'm going to do with it. So they have been donating it to this new fund, and it's called Berkshire Taconic Share the Stimulus. And we take that particular funding, and we help people that were not able to get the stimulus, and that includes the immigrant population, very much so. And it's very easy to donate. You could just go on BerkshireTaconic.org, share the stimulus, and it tells you, you know, how you can deliver, how you can help us deliver monies for rent, monies for food, monies for electricity to the immigrant population. I'm very happy to say as well that we have cooperated and collaborated with Cornell Extension to have a 4-H program at the church La Mesa in Dover Plains for children from the fifth grade, from second grade to fifth grade. And this particular month, they had a farm. They had goats and chickens and ponies come to the church so that the children could be involved in it. We are very grateful to the Mostellos. They brought all of these wonderful goats for the children to meet and be a part of. And, you know, the community comes together, and you'd be so very surprised how much they support the immigrant population. It's just wonderful. I am so grateful that because of the support, we are able to help so many people that are in need.
Well, Evelyn, it's obviously given you a second career after your first career.
But you know what? I work harder now than I did when I worked for a publishing firm. But it's wonderful.
It's not really work. I mean, it's hard work that you do, but you're giving back to the community in so many different ways, and it becomes a second career.
It does. And that's what it has done, you know. And it's just rewarding. It's, you know, it's not what you get paid. It's the feeling that you get when you see a child, you know, get a new book. Yeah. You just sit there and you go, wow, that's just amazing. And because of Foundation for Community Health and because of Berkshire Taconic, you know, one of my favorite stories, Marshall, is we had they were 18-year-old twins that had come here and had no job, but they did find a job, but they didn't have a bed to sleep on. And because of this relief fund, we gave them money, and they went out and they each bought a bed, you know, and a mattress and sheets, and they're able to sleep on a bed. You have no idea what that does to your heart and what that does to your well-being. It just lifts you up that these two people were able to get a bed to sleep on. You know, we take lots of that kind of stuff for granted. And I'm just happy that both of these wonderful foundations support us, not just Grace Immigrant Outreach, but Northeast Community Center and the Community Action Partnership. We are a very tight group, and we work very closely together, and we serve a tremendous amount of people, and I am very proud of that.
Well, Evelyn, thank you very much for joining us this morning and laying out in detail what goes on, and just keep up the great work. That's what I think makes our community so special.
Thank you, Marshall, and thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right, have a great day.
You do the same. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Once again, everybody, these interviews are made possible by our good friend and relationship with the Foundation for Community Health.